This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Millions of Americans are sweating through triple-digit temperatures. Earth hit an unofficial record high temperature this week and stayed there, 62.9 degrees Fahrenheit. The AP's Donna Warder.
Scientists have warned for months that 2023 could see record heat as human-caused climate change, driven largely by the burning of fossil fuels, warm the atmosphere. Scientists also say that La Niña, the natural cooling of the ocean that acts as a counter to that warming, is giving way to El Niño, the reverse phenomenon marked by warming oceans. I'm Donna Warder.
They've made an arrest nearly 5 years after a fire in a housing complex killed five people in San Marcos, Texas. Authorities say the fire was deliberately set. No details yet on who was arrested. They'll have more to say today. A California Sheriff's Department calls a video of a deputy tackling a woman disturbing and is looking into it. The AP's Lisa Dwyer.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff says video footage of a deputy violently throwing a woman to the ground while she filmed her husband being handcuffed in a grocery store parking lot is disturbing.
No, you can't touch
Stop.
Me. You can't touch
Stop.
Me.
At one point, a deputy threatened to hit her.
Stop and get punched in the face.
You punch me and you're gonna get sued.
Both officers were pulled off of their field duties after the woman's cell phone video spread on social media. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
An attorney for the deputy who tackled the woman said he intended to detain her, but she resisted. The number of Americans applying for unemployment is up, but remains at healthy levels. More than 6,000 United Methodist congregations now have permission to leave the denomination. Disagreements over theology and the role of LGBTQ people. This is AP News. Now to Israel and its border areas.
Israeli forces shelled a southern Lebanese border village after several explosions were heard in a disputed area where the borders of Syria, Lebanon, and Israel meet. Tensions continue to flare in the border area over two tents erected by the militant group Hezbollah and Israel's building of a wall around the Lebanese part of a village. An anonymous Lebanese military official confirmed that a rocket was fired towards Israel from the border town of Kfar Chuba and that Israeli forces responded with two rocket attacks. The Israeli military said a Lebanese rocket landed in Israeli territory near the border and that Israeli forces have since shelled parts of Kfar Chuba. It was unclear who fired the rocket from Lebanon. Neither the Lebanese army nor the peacekeeping mission known as UNIFIL immediately commented on the explosions. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.